This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And now we are analysing this year's Raya traffic and, you know, taking the opportunity also to look ahead to what travel might be like during the upcoming Wesak long weekend. As we know, this year, a lot of people were celebrating Hari Raya for the first time in 2 years. And so there was a mass exodus before and after Raya. There was also the surprise Raya, many people were calling it, that saw congested roads. Petrol stations experienced fuel shortage, particularly those along the east coast of the peninsula. And as always, there was Opselamat. There was also free and discounted tolls of up to 50% for selected highways. So with all these things going on, with the personal experiences that we've heard about and shared, we thought it was a good time to actually hear from Plus and find out how things have been. We'd like to hear from you again, I guess. You know, what was your experience with traffic? And are you planning to travel this long weekend? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Speaking with us now, though, on this is Syed Mohamed Aidid, Head of Corporate Communications at Plus Malaysia. Aidid, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lynn, for having me on BFM, and salam shawal to all the listeners.
To start us off, what was your own Raya travel experience? Did you encounter a lot of traffic?
Yes, just to share with you, I had a wonderful Raya travel experience on my own with my family. Back to Batu Pahat in Johor. There was traffic going down, but wasn't heavy because we left on the first day. However, of course, coming back on the third day of Raya, there was some congestion along the lines. But you know what's the most important thing? It was about mental preparedness. So prior to the announcement of when Raya was going to be, Plus Malaysia Berhad had beforehand sent out numerous advisories through press releases, because we know our keluarga Malaysia is all geared up to balik kampung this time after 2 years of being cooped up. This is the first time after 24 months we're able to go back to visit our sanak saudara, our aunts and uncles, our parents and grandparents. So one thing we did know that, you know, we're not going to assume that everybody knows how to travel back on the highway. So we put a lot of advisories in terms of, you know, telling them to ensure that their vehicle is well maintained, oils are checked, tire pressure is perfect, you know, mentally, physically, you know, get enough rest, be well rested, because the micro sleep is quite dangerous, right? And of course, those who are traveling with kids and babies, to make sure you prepare well for them, you know, in terms of tidbits, in terms of baby milk powder and hot water. If you have elderly, we told them, you know, make sure your medication is readily available for them. Have plenty of water. So it was all about preempting, setting the frame of mind for people to go back. And we told them that we're expecting a daily congestion of 2 million highway customers back on the road over from 29th until even the 9th of May.
So prior to Raya, we did have lots of conversations about the importance of planning a journey. Can you talk to us about, I guess, what your strategy was?
Everything is all about planning, right? And the strategy that we put in was preempting everyone in terms of physical, mental preparedness, health-wise, in terms of the car preparedness. And most importantly, you know, because now we've got the new payment solution through RFID, we're reminding all the RFID highway customers to enter the RFID and to exit the RFID lane, right? And those who are using the smart tag and touch and go, to enter those lanes and exit the same lanes to avoid any congestions or whatever. And one of the most basic things that we may sometimes miss out is to ensure that our card is topped up at sufficient balance. Similarly, even with the RFID, because it's packed to the e-wallet that you go, you can actually auto-debit link it to your bank account. So you always have sufficient balance to travel up and down the Plus Highway. So those are one of the key things.
So could you then give us a rundown of the Raya traffic across states? What were some of the major highways that experienced the worst traffic?
In terms of the overall scenario on the North South Expressway and even to our LPT2 in East Coast, as I said, there were pockets of congestion. Yes, the time was elongated. And I can share with from you with my own experience. You know, all of us, while PLUS provides a travel time advisory, and the key word is advisory, right? So whether I take the advice or not, am I compliant or not, it's up to the individual, right? But of course, through the past trends, the advice was to, if you're going up north or going back south, Balik Kampung, to enter the highway before 10 a.m. Or if you're at the shorter distance, let's say you're from Damansara going up to Ipoh, right? So there's a shorter distance to enter the highway after 1 p.m. So there's no convergence of traffic. Similarly, if you're going down to Johor Bahru, then the advice, Balik Kampung, is to go back down, enter the highway before 10 a.m. And if you're going somewhere close like Seremban, come out and go from PJ after 1 p.m. Similarly, our advice, when everybody is then coming back from north or south back into Klang Valley, we should call it the Pulang ke Bandar Exodus, everybody is advised to concurrently move to enter the highway before 9 a.m. So, of course, one thing we do know that the bulk of majority of people are already in the kampung. So during the Raya day, first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, there was still congestion along the line because people were traveling within the states using PLUS Highway to go and ziarah menziarahi, visiting their friends and relatives in the kampung, right? So that contributed to the congestion. But overall, I would say it was very well managed. And of course, everybody who played their part from our BDRM, our JPJ, our St. John Ambulance, all the stakeholders who were there to make sure our highway customers receive the message well and clear to plan and prepare for the journey, actually work wonders.
Now, the government did announce highway toll exemptions and discounts for travellers returning to their hometowns during Raya. How did this impact traffic?
So the government announced to PLUS and of course to also ANE and LPT2 for East Coast that there will be a toll waiver, toll-free for Raya. And it was on the 30th of April and 1st of May, the Saturday and Sunday, the weekend before Raya. And of course, on the last weekend after Raya, which was the 7th and 8th of May, right? Amazingly, what we found out that, you know, the people who wanted to travel, traveled, right? So there was no suddenly huge influx of cars on just those two weekends, right? The highest day that we recorded was Friday, 29th of April, where we recorded almost 1.98 million vehicles. Averagely, we are hitting around 1.6 to 1.8 vehicles on each of those days throughout all the way to even last Monday, the 9th. So what it tells you is that everybody is managing it well. So while everybody was excited for the toll waiver, it really showed that everybody actually wanted more to Balik Kampung, right? So whether toll waiver or no toll waiver, the figures didn't reflect that influx of the toll-free dates, right? So everybody thought that toll-free dates would be more congested than the non-toll-free dates, right? But it's not the case. So I think everybody planned to go back, or some terkejut and decided to delay a bit and still go back. But overall, with that 1.7, 1.6, 1.8 million throughout the days from the first day of Raya all the way to last Monday, everybody managed to travel well and, more importantly, travel safely and reach their homes safely.
So overall, right, what were some of the lessons that we can take away from this year's Raya travels?
So one of the key lessons that we have also observed during this Raya is while we have put out advisories to make sure that the car is in well-serviced, is in pristine condition, I think the other thing that we need to take note is the surety that your car and even yourself needs to take a break. For you to take a break every 2 hours is for your physical well-being from fatigue. For the car, it's more to ensure that the engine doesn't overheat. And I think one of the learnings that we've had from the Raya pre-pandemic was to make sure we plan even our bio breaks beforehand. And we have got not only R&Rs and laybys for people to use the public washrooms and surrounds, you can also detour to go to the toll plazas, which have the same facilities. And of course, during the festive period, we have put in extra manpower and we've also put in extra public washroom facilities. So I think overall, we feel and we find that it's been quite a good Raya experience for many. On our social media pages, we've got a lot of appreciation and words of thanks from highway customers to the government as well for the toll-free. They enjoyed it. They understand that kalau tak jam, tak raya, you know, but that's why they were all mentally prepared. Their nawaitu or their intention in the heart was really to go back, be with their loved ones after that 2 years hiatus and to really enjoy the festivity and come back safely.
Is there any advice you'd like to leave for our listeners who are going to be travelling during the next upcoming holiday?
So, we've got another short, long weekend coming up this weekend, which is the Wisak weekend. And the advice would be the same. Make sure your car is in good condition. Make sure you prepare well, you know, if you bring your family. Make sure everything is comfortable in the car. One of the most important things with parents and kids, make sure you guys are in a happy mood. Because similarly, like, my wife and I and my kids, when we came back, I told my wife, darling, it's going to be a long drive. Are we ready for it? She said, yes, let's make it a happy one. And everybody was in the right frame of mind, right mode. So my return journey, I didn't follow the TTA of entering the highway at 9 a.m. to come back because you want to be with your family. It was also a social experiment for me. We left Batu Pahat at about 4:40 p.m. on the third day of Raya. We made pit stops for bio breaks in Yongping, for prayers in Pago, for a late snack in Aikaro. We arrived from about 2 a.m. But we were ready, mentally, heart and soul. And I think that's what makes a journey difference. So with that, I'm wishing all the BFM listeners who are planning to bercuti-cuti this Wisak day, to be mentally prepared, to prepare the family, make sure your vehicle is in tip-top condition, and have a wonderful long weekend again on our highways.
I did. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for this opportunity for sharing.
That was Syed Mohammad Aidid, Head of Corporate Communications at Plus Malaysia, giving us a post-Raya traffic report after... Basically, everyone in Malaysia was on the roads over the last couple of weeks. We'd like to hear from you. Again, what was your experience like? You can share your thoughts. You can send it our way by WhatsApping 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.